Chaz and AJ, Napoli Nissan of Milford News.
It was a long, nightmarish 8 years of hell, but the Gov is finally gone. We have a fresh start.
Yep.
Today is the first day, first full day.
Clean slate.
With a new governor. Governor Ned Lamont was sworn in as the state's 89th governor. During his State of the State address, he outlined what he wants to accomplish during his time as governor. Let's listen to some of it.
We keep this bipartisan goodwill going. We're going to get a lot done.
See Molly Hatchet?
Yeah!
Blah, 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 blah.
I was not expecting that.
I will use my gruff voice.
Let's keep this going.
Huh?
Let's hear some more songs.
If I talk raspy, now listen.
Yeah, get a lesson.
I will show force and power by talking like this. Actually, I banged my knee when I walked to the podium. And I'm in a lot of freaking pain right now.
Yeah.
But I just talk like this, and they don't see me sweat, and I don't cry. I'm good.
All right, so that was the first sentence.
Wow.
Mr. President, Mr. Speaker, Senator Fasano.
Watch when they get there. Right here.
Representative Claritas.
Stop.
What's that laugh?
That was a little.
I don't know.
Maybe she gave him the finger.
Maybe he was happy. He pronounced her name properly.
Right. I did it. Yay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where he has a little crush.
Maybe. Where was I? I was at Men Who Cook.
Yeah.
And I was going back and forth with Jennifer about how her name is pronounced.
Yeah.
She said it's Claritas. I'm like, no, it's Claritas.
Right.
And then I introduced her as, I forgot how I said it, but I mixed it.
Oh.
It was like Clemisteritis or something. I'm like, duh! So I think the governor was just happy he got the name right.
Mm.
My fellow state officials, members of the General Assembly, and the judicial branch, Lieutenant Governor Bisewitz, honored guests, and people of the great state of Connecticut, thank you for welcoming me to the room where it happens.
Wait, what?
For welcoming me? I'm not gonna welcome you. They're coming to welcome you. I'm not gonna welcome them.
Thank you for welcoming me.
Right now, his voice like, damn it, I banged my knee and I'm screwing this damn speech up.
Oh, it gets better.
Thank you for welcoming me to the room where it happens. I'm especially proud to be here.
This has been his new joke. This is the room where it happens.
Oh, okay.
The legislature.
Right, because he's like, nothing happens here.
Oh, I'm like, what's going on in that room?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, you know what happens? Yeah, things happen there. Yeah, bad things for us.
Right, someone dropped a chicken wing.
Mm-hmm.
To the room where it happens. I'm especially proud to be here with my family. Annie.
That didn't sound convincing.
Yeah, don't sigh. My family.
Because they have to be here.
They insisted on coming, and then we got here late because someone wasn't ready, and they were in the car in time.
Someone didn't like the way their hair was coming out.
And then the kids were fighting in the back damn seat, and I had to backslap both of them on the way over, and I pulled over, and I said, listen, I pull over another time. You're not going to like it.
I'm driving my Chevy. She's still putting her makeup on. It's like, I can't see what I got to see.
Right.
And I hit a pothole. Right. She has lipstick on her forehead.
She kept saying we're lost. Asked for directions. I'm like, guys, don't do that.
All right.
With my family, Annie, Emily, Lindsay, Teddy, sometimes it gets pretty feisty at the Lamont dinner table.
No one left the house
yet?
We're
all in it together. And we're not shy.
I think he must have skipped a line, right? You don't go from, I'm happy to be here with my family. It gets very feisty at our dinner table.
Right.
Like what? Someone wasn't going to come because they were pissed or?
Actually, it's not part of the speech. It's just random thoughts. He's talking out loud now.
Something happened right beforehand.
Teleprompter went down and
exactly.
He's winging it.
Right, right, right. And now, oh God, I forgot to mail out the cable bill.
I heard this, I'm watching it in real time, and I'm thinking, he must mean that, you know, we're a family, things get feisty. That's what's going to happen here. We're a family here in this legislature, and we're going to, I don't know.
Are we having dinner at his house or what?
Yeah.
First of all, AJ, of all the bills, he probably doesn't have to worry about cable bills at the top of that list.
He owned the cable company.
Yes, I was going for a joke there.
I don't know if you heard this, but there's someone's cell phone that's going off right after he says that.
At the Lamont dinner table. We're all in it together.
I thought someone was wheezing.
Oh, can we find out who that was? We got to get Themis on the phone.
That was Pam calling Rob. Can we talk to the governor tomorrow?
Yeah, I did call him at that time, actually.
We're all in it together, and we're not shy. And at the end of the day, I feel the same way about the people of the great state of Connecticut. And you're my extended family, and we're all in it together.
I know what he's trying to say, but it sounds like he's winging it.
Yeah. Just rolling.
Yeah.
Speak from the heart. Mm-hmm. What a liver.
No, he's making a great... Yeah, he's trying to bring us all together.
So if we're part of his family...
In other words, we argue, it gets feisty, but, you know, at the end of the day, we're a family.
Right.
It just didn't come out right.
If we're part of his family, extended family, we get gifts for, like, Christmas? And
sure.
Cool.
Want to say to Dan Malloy, many thanks for your decades of public service.
Listen...
And to Nancy Wyman.
Nothing!
Just quick. Mention, get going. Just keep moving.
This would be the time, if everybody loved you, they would stand up.
Yeah.
Like the speech would be stopped by a standing ovation.
Right, a cricket and a cough.
Yeah.
To Dan Malloy, many thanks for your decades of public service. And to Nancy Wyman, you're not going far.
And that's it. I love
it. We're going to keep
so
you pretty
much.
Busy.
Hold on. Let's let's try it one more time. Just turn up the...
lip right, smack.
Never mind. I was looking for cricket sound effects. So.
I love that that lip smack noise he makes.
The wings are quite tasty.
And to Nancy Wyman...
People
hold,
kiss.
On. You're not- hold on. Can you give Nancy a nice big kiss?
Yeah. No, I think after Malloy, he wanted this and then put it to his butt.
All right.
And to Nancy Wyman, you're not going far. We're going to keep you pretty busy.
And, it's not going far in those heels and that walker.
Right. Plus all that smoking she does.
And the emphysema.
She's got a hole up her nose. We'll carry on.
Come on, you
got
to get up the stairs of the Capitol building.
All right. I can't. I'll need a team of Sherpas.
I got
please.
Up two steps.
She can't make it over the welcome mat.
Mm.
And where's George Jepson? I thought you were down here somewhere. Yeah.
See?
He got applause.
This is what happens when people like you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I have indictments on you.
All right, that's enough.
George, you're just across the street from me now. You could run, but you can't hide. We got, you know, because we are just getting started.
I hope so.
A few weeks ago.
It's the first
you
day.
Heard.
It's day what?
In his mind, he's been doing it for a while.
I hope you're not ending.
Right?
We're not in the middle.
Okay.
A few weeks ago, as you heard, Susan and I joined a couple of thousand high school students at the Bushnell for a performance of Hamilton. Before the curtain went up, we discussed with the students the meaning of my favorite song, My Shot, sung by young Alexander Hamilton, an immigrant teenager from the Caribbean, young, scrappy, and hungry, like the nation he is joining. And he's not going to throw away his shot. And what I love about America is that every generation, we get a chance to reinvent ourselves. And every election gives us a fresh start. And this is our chance to reinvent Connecticut, to think big and act boldly.
Now, if he, by reinvent, he means stop running it like a kid in a candy store and run it like a business, I'm excited.
Yeah.
I feel like we're getting into the boring nuts and bolts of it now.
Well, no. Mm-hmm. There's still hope.
I'll still listen.
He's talking about a play right now.
Right, there'll
listen.
Be some funny noises.
Well, I we'll
see
listen
Hamilton.
For another 10 seconds and see
Hamilton.
What happens.
And Connecticut has always been the state where it happens.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
He forgot the SH in front
what
of that.
What happens here?
He
what
forgot, happened? He forgot the SH in front of that.
Yeah.
That would make sense. The state where S happens.
We're the drive-thru state, okay?
Exactly, right. Mm. Yeah, roll the windows up and don't stop the gas.
Yeah, go to Boston from New York.
Right, hit it.
Going to New York from Boston.
Right.
Yeah. What happens here?
We're the thoroughfare.
Pit stops.
We're the thoroughfare state.
We are an inventive state. We shaped the defense industry with the invention of the world's first submarine in Old Saybrook. No.
Oh, it's
oh
a
I'm
quiz.
Glad I listened.
Hold on.
There's a quiz.
Fact checker.
Fact check Phil.
Get on it. This is the most important fact.
I'll take it.
He's in the state legislature.
Right.
People are like, duh.
Fact checker.
Get on it.
Fact checker.
Be on our grind.
Right.
No.
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 You think it was, but no.
No. Oh, I'm sorry. It's not correct. Had you answer correctly?
All right. Hold on. You got that queued up?
Yeah.
The question? All right.
No.
No, go back.
Oh.
We shaped the defense industry with the invention of the world's first submarine in... No.
No.
It's a game show.
No.
It's Wheel of Lamont.
Did you like coming on this show?
No.
Are you going to get to work right away?
No.
Did you like that question I asked you that got into all the commercials?
No.
No, he didn't.
Is Nancy Wyman hot?
No.
What's that word that Amy Winehouse keeps saying in her song?
No.
Last night the wife said...
No!
All right, well, welcome, Governor Lamont.
Yes.